You never forget the last time you flew before the gap. Maybe it was across country on a clear afternoon, wheels up, everything feeling natural. And then life happened. A job change, a family obligation, a medical question that dragged on longer than expected. The logbook sat on the shelf. Months became a year. A year became two, and somewhere in there you stopped calling yourself a pilot, at least out loud. That's the Rusty Pilot story. And it belongs to more people than most of us realize. I'm Tower. This is Ada's on Radio Hangar, and today we're talking about a milestone that deserves more attention than it's gotten. The Aircraft Owners and Pilots Association Foundation has just announced that 15,000 aviators have completed its Rusty Pilots program and returned to active flying. 15,000. That's not a rounding error. That's a small city's worth of people who had a certificate, stepped away, and then found their way back to the cockpit. Today's broadcast is brought to you by AviationSoul.com. Aviation Challenge coins built to mark the milestones, discipline, and pride behind every step in flight, from first solo to airline transport pilot. Every coin tells a story. AviationSoul.com. Now let's put 15,000 in context, because that number matters for reasons that go well beyond a press release. The pilot population in the United States has been on a long, slow decline since its peak in the late 1970s and early 80s. At that high water mark, the Federal Aviation Administration, or FAA, counted roughly 800,000 certificated pilots in this country. Today, that number is closer to 450,000, depending on how you count active certificates versus lapsed ones. We've lost nearly half the pilot population over roughly four decades. Some of that is structural. General aviation got more expensive. Avigas got harder to justify on a household budget. Flight schools consolidated. Small airports closed. The pipeline of new student pilots thinned out. These are real factors, and the aviation community has spent years wrestling with them. But there's another category that doesn't get talked about as much. The pilots who are already here. The people who did the work, earned the certificate, flew for years, and then drifted away without ever formally quitting. They still have a ticket in their wallet, they just haven't used it. The FAA doesn't publish clean data on how many certificated pilots are what you'd call inactive. But the AOPA has done the research, and the numbers they found suggest the gap between people who hold a private pilot certificate and people who are actually flying regularly is substantial. Some estimates put it in the hundreds of thousands. These are pilots who could be flying, who want to be flying, who have the foundation, and who just need a structured path back. That's exactly what the Rusty Pilots program is, for anyone who hasn't heard of it. Here's the structure. Rusty Pilots is a ground school event typically run in collaboration with local AOPA chapters and flight schools. It's a half-day or full-day course that walks returning pilots through what's changed since they were last current. And a lot has changed. Think about what the regulatory environment looks like today versus 10 or 15 years ago. Automatic Dependent Surveillance Broadcast, or ADS-B, is now mandatory in most controlled airspace. If you stepped away before 2020, you might have heard ADS-B was coming and never dealt with actually flying with it equipped. The airspace structure has seen updates. NOTAMs, Notices to Air Missions, transitioned to a new format that tripped up even active pilots when it rolled out. Weather products have evolved. The way you access a weather briefing looks nothing like it did in the era of calling flight service on the phone. Beyond regulation, there's aircraft technology. If a rusty pilot learned on steam gauges and walks into a modern rental that's running a Garmin G1000 or a Dynon Skyview, the panel alone can induce enough uncertainty to make a checkout flight feel like instrument training. That's not a criticism of the pilot, that's just how fast the cockpit evolved. Rusty Pilots addresses all of this. The ground portion updates knowledge. Then it connects pilots with local flight schools for dual instruction to rebuild actual stick and rudder currency. The program is structured to bridge that gap between I haven't flown in 3 years and I just had a flight review and I'm comfortable in the pattern again. The 15,000 figure represents completions. Real people who showed up, sat through the ground course, scheduled the dual, got back current. That's the actual number of people who finished the loop, not just who signed up. Here's what I want you to understand about why this matters beyond the feel-good headline. Every rusty pilot who comes back is a safer pilot than one who comes back without structure. The instinct for a lot of lapsed flyers is to just go fly. You've got the certificate. The airplane is available. You convince yourself the rust isn't that bad. You'll shake it off in a few laps around the pattern. And sometimes that's fine, but sometimes it isn't. The accident record tells a consistent story. The most dangerous pilots in general aviation are not the brand new students under close supervision. They're the low-time, low-recency pilots operating independently. The ones who are past the structured training environment but haven't built the hours and habits that make proficiency automatic. A pilot who walked away after 200 hours and comes back 3 years later fits that profile exactly. And there are a lot of them. The Rusty Pilots program breaks that pattern by making the return structured. You're not just going flying again, you're going through a deliberate process that reactivates both your regulatory knowledge and your stick time under the eye of an instructor before you launch solo. The FAA's flight review requirement, what most of us still call the biennial flight review, or BFR, is the minimum standard. An hour of ground, an hour of flight, once every 24 calendar months. That's the floor. A pilot who has been gone for 5 years technically only needs to meet that same floor to be legal. Rusty Pilots acknowledges that the floor is not always enough and gives people a reason to do more than the minimum. That's a public safety contribution that's genuinely hard to quantify but very real. There's another angle to this that I think gets underplayed. 15,000 people back in the cockpit means 15,000 aircraft owners or renters re-engaging with the system. That means flight schools with more customers. It means FBOs with more fuel sales. It means airports demonstrating utilization that justifies their existence to local governments that are always doing the math on whether the land serves a community purpose. General aviation's political survival depends in part on the numbers, aircraft movements, based aircraft, fuel throughput. A rusty pilot who comes back and starts flying 50 hours a year is contributing to all of those metrics. The AOPAE Foundation runs Rusty Pilots events all over the country, and if you are someone who has a certificate gathering dust, or if you know someone who does, the process for finding an event near you is straightforward. The AOPAE website lists upcoming seminars. You can search by state or zip code. The cost is typically nominal or free, depending on the local sponsor setup. Flight schools often underwrite the ground portion because the return is obvious. A motivated pilot who just completed a ground refresher is an ideal candidate for a checkout and a long-term rental customer. I want to pause on something that gets glossed over in the milestone announcement. The 15,000 who came back all made a decision that was harder than it looks, because returning to flying after a gap is not just a regulatory and logistical challenge. It's an ego challenge. There's a certain amount of identity wrapped up in being a pilot. When you stop flying, you don't lose the certificate, but you lose the practice. And with the practice goes some of the confidence. Admitting that, especially to a flight instructor, takes a specific kind of willingness to be humble about where you actually are. The Rusty Pilots program works partly because it normalizes that experience. You're not the only one in the room who stepped away. You're in a room full of people in exactly the same situation, which changes the emotional calculus entirely. You're not starting over, you're returning. That framing matters. And the AOPAE Foundation has clearly understood it because 15,000 people have now responded to it. For active pilots listening to this, the ones who are flying regularly and have no gap in their logbook, there's still something in this story worth sitting with. It is very easy to let currency drift. Life is complicated. The airplane gets busy. The schedule gets tight. A planned flight gets canceled, and then another one, and then another. And then you look at the logbook and realize your last pick time was 9 weeks ago. You're legal, but you might not be at your sharpest. The Rusty Pilots program exists for people with years-long gaps, but the instinct behind it, the value of structured, acknowledged recurrency, applies on a much shorter timeline too. The Wings program through the FAA is the ongoing version of that concept for active pilots. Any of it beats the alternative, which is just convincing yourself you're fine without ever verifying it. 15,000 pilots back in the air. The AOPAE Foundation has been running this program since 2013. Getting to 15,000 over roughly 12 to 13 years averages out to something like 1,100 or 1,200 returning pilots per year. That's not a number that transforms the overall pilot population statistics overnight. The decline is real and has momentum, but it is a meaningful contribution to the base, and more importantly, it represents a model that works. The question the aviation community should be asking is how to scale it. More events, more cities, more outreach to the specific zip codes and demographics where lapsed pilots are concentrated. The AOPAE has the data on its membership base to know where those pilots are. The infrastructure, flight schools, instructors, the existing seminar format already exists. What it needs is volume. There's been a lot of discussion in recent years about the pilot shortage and what it means for regional airlines and charter operations and ag flying. Those are serious conversations. But the pipeline has two ends. You can recruit new pilots at the student end, or you can recover lapsed pilots at the other end. The Rusty Pilots program works the recovery end, and at significantly lower cost per return pilot than training someone from zero. 15,000 is a milestone. It should also be a floor for what comes next. Sources for today's broadcast include the Aircraft Owners and Pilots Association and the AOPA Foundation's announcement out of Frederick, Maryland. You can find more at RadioHangar.com. I'm Tower. See you next time.